movie.
Jimmy Stewart, yeah. Yes. Where are you calling from?
Well, this is Tucker from Virginia. I haven't called in for a while, but I had some time, and I thought I'd give that one a shot.
Tucker.
I'll give a shout-out.
I just want to ask Tucker, do you, and this is probably too, Habitat for Humanity?
Yep, yeah, that's me.
I have done some folding events there through my former work, but I'm retired now. And so there you go. It's Betsy that was there.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling.
While you mentioned Habitat, I'll give a quick shout out to my coworker Isaac and his wife Allie and their new baby.
Perfect.
Oh, I hope they're listening. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Okay, bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Okay, we were going to answer the Shawshank, but that got answered, so we're going to try the baseball, but we only have a few, so.
That's okay.
We got the Twins.
The Twins are correct.
Diamondbacks.
Correct.
What else were the other teams, guys? Marlins.
Marlins.
Let's leave the rest up.
And
go ahead with one more.
Texas Rangers.
Yes.
And then we had one more. The
Colorado Rockies.
Yep.
Rockies.
Rockies. So we've got the Diamondbacks, the Rangers, Rockies, Twins, and the Marlins. Now, from my original source, it said five, but there are a few more. So we'll just let it go at that.
Okay.
One could be controversial, but we'll let it go with that.
Which one was that?
No, none of the ones that you answered.
Okay.
All right.
Where are you calling
Can we
from?
A shout out?
Yeah, tell us where
Cass
you're calling
Lake.
From. Cass Lake.
Yeah,
okay.
Cass Lake. Can you say hi?
Hi.
Hi.
And then Micah. Hello.
Hi.
And a shout out, you said?
Well, that is our shout-out to each other.
Cool.
They wanted to be on the radio.
Oh, cool. Okay. I get ya. All right. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm actually great. How about you, sir?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Just calling in the first time.
Oh, wow.
It kind of reminds me with you two on there what was that one? Dee Snider was the singer, and they did
Twisted Sister.
We're not going to take it anymore.
Twisted Sister.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Twisted Sister, for sure. But I just wanted to answer a couple of the baseball questions. If you didn't already get an answer,
what do you have?
Texas Rangers, Minnesota Twins, Florida Marlins. I'm trying to go around the country in my head, and there ain't much up there, so I'm not.
We got the Rangers, the Twins, and the Marlins. There's a couple more that we did get, and then there's three other that are controversial.
Well, yeah, New York could, you know.
Yeah, but New York is actually a city, so. Yep. That's not one of the ones. That's not one of the controversies that I have on my list. But where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Alabama.
Wow.
My Birmingham, Alabama. Yeah.
And how did you find us?
Somebody told me. God, what was her name? There was somebody. She lives up. She was a retired postmistress up in. What's that town? Grand Rapids, Minnesota, up in that area.
Yeah,
she does a radio call-in show, trivia.
That's me,
trivia
Julie Crabb. That's me,
no.
Julie Crabb.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'm talking to the Julie Crabb.
Oh, easy now.
Well.
Yeah, I wasn't. I was a mail carrier, and I've been on the station for about 30 years.
I know, and you deserve to be in the Minnesota radio broadcast.
Oh, that's
Hall of Fame, also.
Not really.
Hey, it's me, Jim Awesome.
Oh, that's what I thought, you dork. I was going to say, the voice sounds so familiar.
Oh, gosh. Well, I hope to get to see you in a couple of weeks.
But you will. And I thought maybe since you are call in, we would give you an opportunity to tell us why I'm going to see you in a couple of weeks. Can you do it?
I'll try. Mom and Dad were the first king and queen. And Mom passed away a year ago. And we're having a celebration of life up at Long Lake in Bemidji. And it's going to be a great, happy celebration. We're going to be doing a lot of laughs. Oh, you caught me off guard.
And so that was our lovely Queen Lois.
Queen Lois and King Ken, yeah. So we're going to be having a great celebration and looking forward to it. And
I am too.
Yeah,
I am
see
too,
you up
Jim.
There. Yeah. And did you get your invitation yet?
I haven't seen it, but I haven't checked my mail in about a week.
Well, yeah, it's coming. So whether it's, I think it's, they put them out today or tomorrow. Or
okay,
something.
All right.
But I sent you one. Everything else is good. Thank you so much.
Thank
Love
you.
I've been looking forward to seeing you.
Okay, all bye-bye. Right.
Be well. I'll call you again. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
I think I have an answer to one of your movie questions. The one about the trash collector that follows his girlfriend and then meets all the obese people on the cruise ship.
Yep.
Is that Wally?
It is Wally. Good job. Where are you calling from?
This is the Turtle Lake Turnpikers calling again, and shout out to all the new green cheesers from calling from Alabama and all the little cheesers. We love to hear from them, too.
We do. Good work. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, ladies.
Okay, bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. I got a couple answers, I think, but they're probably answered by now, about the baseball teams without a city-affiliated name.
Yes.
Minnesota Twins, our beloved Minnesota Twins, of course.
Yep.
And the Florida Marlins.
Yep.
The Texas Rangers.
Yep.
And the Arizona Cardinals.
The Arizona Diamondbacks. And we actually, did get those. So we've got the five are Diamondbacks, Rangers, Colorado Rockies, Minnesota Twins, and the Florida Marlins.
Colorado.
There are three others that could be controversial, but they also.
We encourage controversy.
That's exactly right. Where are you calling
that's
from?
That's the name of the show, right?
Yes.
That's the name of the show. So
where are you calling from?
All righty.
Where are you calling from?
I am calling from up in northern Itasca County, kind of between KXE Capital, Effie,
yep.
And over by the two-time dive bar of the month, Deer Lake Charlie's. So
copy that.
We love the area up here, and we love listening to your show. So
thank you so much.
Thank you much.
Bye-bye.
Well,
just letting you know that you're tuned to KAXC 91.7 Grand Rapids in the Iron Range and all points north, 94.5 KBXC Bagley and Bemidji and points west, and 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, of course, celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXC.org.
And Green Cheese is made possible by the Timberlake Lodge and Hotel in Grand Rapids. On-site amenities include a restaurant with a full bar, a large parking lot suitable for trailers and boats, and offering fresh baked breakfast items each day. Additional information available at TimberlakeLodgeHotel.com.
All right, back to the phones. If I have, they remember the questions. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening again. Let me just get away from...
It's the birthday boy.
Yeah, that's
me.
John from Sudbury.
Yeah, you got it. Good show so far tonight.
Thanks.
Couple new people by the sound of it, couple little ones.
Yeah.
Lots of regulars, good stuff. Okay, the South Africa languages question.
Yes.
So we're going to go with Afrikaans and Zulu.
That is correct. Good job.
Beautiful. Okay, we got that one off the board, so we'll make room for another one. And shout out back to the Migrating Warblers. Always good to hear from them. And a shout out to my mom. Mm. She's been listening the past few weeks on her smart speaker. So I hope she's listening. And I'll just say love you, and we'll talk soon. So thanks, thanks for the show, ladies, and we'll try again.
Thanks,
thank you,
Sudbury.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'm wondering if you got the office worker who had to take drugs to learn Kung Fu yet.
We did, but what do you have?
I have Neo from The Matrix.
It is The Matrix. Right, good job. Right, where are you calling from?
This is Slippy McGee from Baxter.
Okay. Oh, good to hear from you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, Diggs from the garage.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I haven't heard from Keats here tonight. I thought maybe he's in the Hennepin County Jail or something. So
either that or it's a big meat raffle.
Somewhere. But what were some of those movies or books or whatever with the letters?
Oh, I said the B of the V and the C of the E and the C of the C.
Well, you know what he would say when he called in. That's a BTO, and that's
over. Well, thanks for taking up the slack, friend.
Adios.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Julie. This is sponsor time again.
Hi there, dear.
Hi, I'm thinking about the sports team, how New England Patriots.
No, because New England is not a state. I mean,
nor is it a city. It's an area.
It's an area.
Yeah.
So I guess
think
I would
give that.
I would throw that one in.
No. Why?
Because it's a football team. We're looking for MLB, Major League Baseball.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, okay.
But that. But if we were talking football,
you'd be
I would throw that one in there.
Okie doke.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, and happy birthday to the guy in Canada.
Yeah, he's John.
John. Happy birthday, John.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I have one answer for a Simpsons question. I don't know if it's been answered.
Well, I would love
to
hear.
The group Homer and company were with were the B-flats.
Let me see.
Or the B-sharps.
It was the B-sharps.
There is no B-sharps.
B-sharps.
The B-sharps.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I have a little nit I'd like to pick.
Okay.
On the baseball teams with no cities.
Okay.
A long time ago, the Florida Marlins dropped Florida and became the Miami Marlins.
That is true, I believe.
So, and one of the ones with it could go either way. Well, we got the two New York ones. But right now, I think the Athletics are just the Athletics.
That's correct. That is the other one, because they have no city or
no affiliation.
Yeah, they're in a AAA stadium in Sacramento waiting for Las Vegas.
Right.
Yep, that's
poor
right.
Things.
Oh, I feel so bad for
them.
They're
kind of like Pluto, honestly.
They are.
Yeah, they've just been.
They're the Pluto of the MLB.
Yeah, they are.
I like it.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Goodland, and I heard that you are retired now.
I am.
From the post office.
I sure am.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I retired 3 years ago, and I'm enjoying every single minute of
it. Me too. Congratulations to you too, sir.
Likewise.
Bye-bye.
And we're bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
I'm calling from Goodland, and I just...
I was calling in, I think somebody just answered the question with the controversy of the Miami Marlins being a team.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got beat to the punch. Is that old Dryer Eddie ice cream commercial still out there by chance?
It is not, but what do you have?
Well, I'd imagine that'd be a Rocky Road.
It is a Rocky Road, especially since I gave the answer, gave Rocky in the question, which was a mistake.
Yeah. You helped that one out for me.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Northeast.
Northeast. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. Always good to hear from you guys as well.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I don't know if I've got the right title, book title here. Could you repeat the one about it was the bee of something?
The bee of the V. V as in Victor.
Okay, then I the bonfire of the vanities?
That's it!
Oh, good. I couldn't remember if you had the word the in there or not.
I did. Oh, good work. Where are you calling from?
This is Migrating Warblers.
Good work.
And a quick shout out to OJ in Prairie City, Oregon.
Oh,
thanks a lot.
They usually are listening. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Julie. This is Mrs. Tanson Connors from Champaign, Illinois.
Oh my gosh, girl. I have thought about you so much, and I don't know how to get a hold of you.
I should write you a letter like my mom did.
You should. You really, really should, because, you know, it's really true that when you become a member, we don't give out your information. So, you know, nobody's going to help me out here except you.
Okay, I'll write you a letter.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Were you still wanting the MLB teams, or did I miss that when I was waiting in line?
Well, we've gotten many, but there's many a controversy, so what do you have?
Well, two I thought might be controversial were the Tampa Bay Rays.
That
Tampa Bay.
Yep, because Tampa is a city, but Tampa Bay is not a city. Yep, yep. So that I have
the other one.
Yep.
Okay, sorry.
That's all right. No, you know, you go ahead.
The other one is, and I think this is even more controversial, is Washington, D.C. is actually a district, not a city. So the Washington Nationals?
That is what I have. It's Washington.
I believe that there's no controversy.
No, because Washington is not a city. It's the District of Columbia.
District,
and so, yes,
right.
Washington Nationals. So we've got them all.
As usual, Woo! Chance. I'm telling you,
baseball.
You always know. Good to hear from you.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voices.
Oh.
I just decided to listen tonight. It's real hard for me to listen, but, you know.
I know. It brings back some lovely memories for me, and I know there's a hint of sadness there. So yep, there you go. I love hearing from
letter.
You. Okay, please do.
I'll
Thank you.
Stamp on it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I think I've got an answer for one of the Simpsons questions.
I wish you would.
All right, for the Simpsons band, and I'm going to geek out a little bit here, but I know a lot of people think it might be the B-Sharps, but I think you're actually looking for Covercraft.
Well, you know, that there's a little controversy there, too. I have the B sharps, but I think you're right too. I think you're right.
Yeah, because I'm not sure if Hibbard was part of the B sharps, but I'm pretty sure he was in Covercraft, which was a newer Simpsons.
Okay, then that's it, right? Because if it's because I've got Hibbard in the B sharps, but look, we're just picking at little nits right here, so.
All right. Well, either way, we've got both.
Yes, we do. Where are you calling from?
Let's see. This is Fawn Leibowitz calling from the kiln in Sand Lake.
I love it so much.
And just a shout out to Dee Germer and Bemidji.
It was a horrible kiln accident.
Yep, calling from beyond the grave.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, let me see. We've got the bonfire, the vanities, the C of the D, a confederacy of dunces. We need the C of E, the C of the C, and the D of a YG. And
I'll throw one out here. What's the only country with a snake on its flag? And name the five NHL teams with a color in their name. And I'm going to throw out another noodle. Trivia one. The term chow mein refers to a range of stir-fry noodle dishes. Which is his country of origin? And, again, a guy and his imaginary friend take on the finance sector. And another one, a man traveling on a train doesn't like his seat, so he goes to speak to the driver. That is a silly movie description.
All right, then. Higher on green cheese.
Yeah, the hockey teams with the color in their name, I got two.
Okay.
Red Wings and the Blackhawks.
The Red Wings, yep, Detroit Red Wings and the Chicago Blackhawks. Good job. Where are you
and
calling?
Then how about the St. Louis Blues?
St. Louis Blues as well. Good work.
All right, cool.
Where are you calling from?
Beauty Lake again.
Thanks for calling, Beauty Lake.
Yep, you bet. Bye-bye. See you guys next time. All right, bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. The Wizard of Almond says that Mexico is the one with the snake on its flag.
That is correct.
Good job, Wizard.
Good job, Nancy.
Or no, Wizard.
Okay. Yeah, the Wizard.
He really does exist.
I know he does. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Yeah, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Window? I can still hear. Hey, this is the Midnight Ruffer up in Saxon Bug calling up to answer the question about the man with an imaginary friend who takes on the financial.
Yes.
Is that Fight Club?
It is Fight Club.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
And
that's a good one.
We also live in the Saxon Bug, frankly.
No way.
Yeah, way.
Hey. I'm over at the yurt. That's cool.
That's even better because my daughter owns that yurt.
No way.
Way.
Wow.
That's so cool that you're listening. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I've been fighting for a reception, trying to get through. I had to give up for a little bit.
Well, but and looky here. You got in, even in spite of the fact that you're out there.
Right.
Hey. Cool.
Well, I'm going to give a couple of shout-outs to the bird watchers that are here with me. So got the Northern Flicker up here. And then Twinkie P. Poinkly and the Big Scooty.
Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Cool.
How coincidental.
You guys are doing great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All you have to say is I'm at the yurt.
Yeah. Hi, you're awesome. You're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Betsy and Julie.
There she is.
There's Janet. Yeah. Here we are. You have really stumped me with these book things, but I think I have one. So the D of a YG, is that The Diary of a Young Girl by Anne Frank?
It is.
Wow, I actually figured one out.
Good work, girl.
So I'd like to give a shout out to Stephen Woodridge and the Kilgore Scouts, and I'd like to wish John and Sudbury a happy birthday.
Very good.
Oh, and I also have to give a shout out to Don's friend David, who has... We've talked him into, he doesn't listen to Green Cheese while it's on, but he checks it out in the archives.
Oh, interesting.
So David in Golden River, California, shout out to you.
Oh, that's so cool that you would get us. Well, someday he's going to want to listen. I know it's early there, but.
Well, yeah, they're having dinner while
we're doing
Green
this.
Cheese is on.
Right. Oh, thanks, Janet.
Yeah, thank you. Good night.
Good night. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, did you get the state flag question yet?
We got the country flag, but what do you have?
Oh, Mexico?
It is Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cochise County. This is Fingerhead again. I'm giving a shout out to my friend Chansey.
I hope they're listening.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, cool. They right there with you?
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, they're right here.
Good.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Higher on Green Cheese.
Hey, Julie, it's Jim Awesome again.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. How many did we get all the hockey teams yet?
No, we've only got two. We've got the Chicago Blackhawks, Detroit Red Wings, and St. Louis Blues. So there are two more.
I got my Red Wings hat on right now.
Okay.
You got the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Yep.
And the Vegas Golden Knights or whatever they are. Yeah,
that is correct.
In the finals.
There you go.
And is that it?
That's it. We got so it's the Blackhawks, Golden Knights, Blue Jackets, Red Wings, and St. Louis Blues. So good job.
Okay. All right.
All right, Jim.
Thanks a lot.
Love to the family.
Did you get my text?
No, I can't do it while I'm... I can't read it while I'm on the show, Jim! I've got phones to answer. Thanks for calling.
That's right. I love you. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
No.
Hi. You're on Green
Cheese. Are you guys there?
Yes, we are. Green Cheese.
Oh, thank you. Hey, so we're not quite sure of the questions.
Okay, well, I can't.
There are too many.
There's so many that we've got out there. So if you could just listen in, you'll hear some of them.
We'll repeat.
And we'll repeat them. So to do that rather than taking up the line, just going over all these questions, I appreciate it if you'd listen on the air. And thanks so much for calling. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, sorry, I'm just laughing about the last call. John in Sudbury here again.
Yes, John.
Okay, so I'll make this quick. I had the last two hockey teams, and I think the second to last caller got it. So just give a shout out and thanks again for the birthday wishes back to John, Don and Janet. Here we are. And I think there was a Mike that also gave me a shout out. So back to him, and we'll try again.
Thank you so much, John.
Thanks, John.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Twinkie B. Poinkley. I'm also staying in the yurt in Saxon Bong.
Okay.
And had an answer to the question. What's that?
Practically family.
Yes, yes, absolutely. First-time listener, first-time caller as well.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great. I'm loving the show. Have an answer for the movie where someone wanted to complain about their ticket to the train. Was that Snowpiercer?
It is Snowpiercer. Good job. You guys are two for two.
Good work.
Thank you. Thank you. Shout out to all the garbage rats and happy birthday to Northern Flicker.
And listen, now that you've heard the first time listener, first time caller,
take us with you.
You're hooked, man. You're going to take us with you now, I hope.
I'm hooked.
Good work.
Absolutely.
Where are you actually from?
Minneapolis.
Good. We got a lot of Minneapolis listeners. So, yeah, give us a call when you get home, too. We're every Saturday night. Different hosts. We're on the second Saturday of every month. But all of our hosts are wonderful.
Absolutely. We'll be calling in all the time.
Cool. Perfect. Thanks for calling. Bye.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Has the question for the only country with a snake on its flag been answered yet?
It has, but what do you have?
Is it Mexico?
It is Mexico, but good job. Where are you calling from?
This is Oliver from the Little Rice Lakers in Deer River, Minnesota.
All right, Little Rice Lakers. Thank you, Oliver.
Thanks.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Yep, thank you. Bye.
Okay, back to some shameless questions. We didn't get all of those answered. Where do the Gallaghers live? This is shameless. And be specific. Who is Ian Gallagher's great love? What was the name of the song that Gus wrote for Fiona? And which Gallagher sibling was the first to get married? And what was the name of... excuse me, one more time. What are the various... I can't read my writing.
It happens.
Yeah.
I'll how about if I throw some out then?
Yes, please.
Okay. What word starts with E, ends with E, and contains only one letter? What is the only letter of the alphabet that does not appear in any element on the periodic table?
Ooh.
And we'll go with a couple more movies. Man goes to meet a strange wife and kids for the holidays and ends up crawling in ventilation shafts. And boy gets friend-zoned by a tiger. No one believes him.
Cool. Let's see here. I've got a couple King of the Hill questions. What company does Hank Hill work for? What school does Bobby Hill attend? What is Bill DeTourive's profession? And what is Miss Gribble's profession. 218-326-1234. A couple more Simpsons questions. I forgot we got the Stop the Planet. I want to get off. Where did Lisa buy her saxophone? In the spinoff episode, what was the name of the show in which Grandpa was a love tester? 218-326-1234. Higher on green cheese.
Yeah, ladies, I've been on hold so long. Julie Crabb is now in the Minnesota Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
That's hilarious.
And she's a shoe-in for a Marconi Award. First ballot. Tell you that right now. And I don't have any questions to answer. I just wanted to say you're also first ballot for the letter carriers of the United States Postal Service Award Hall of Fame. And always hug your heating man.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Rhinestone.
Higher on green cheese.
Hello, it's East Meadowlands again.
Hey, did you hear your yurt guests?
I did. Shout out to them.
Cool.
The word that starts with E, ends with E, and has only one letter in it is envelope.
That is correct. Good job, Rob.
Good work. Thanks for calling, thank you. East Meadowlands.
All right, then. Goodbye.
Bye. Higher on green cheese.
Oh, I think it's being answered right now. The word that starts with E and ends with E is I. E-Y-E.
It starts with an E, ends with an E, and contains only one letter is an envelope.
Okay, very good.
He got the joke. Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Yes, that's terrific. Yes.
Where are you calling from?
This is Doodle Acres from Hackensack.
Okay, that's right. Okay, good to hear from you again.
And another shout out to Gail Blackmer, because we'll be seeing her right after Labor Day, the Big Game Research crew of 1969.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks for calling.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
We receive support from Wings Airport Cafe with bread and baked products created in their kitchen. Open daily from 5:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. More at wingsairportcafe.com or on Facebook. Friends making one plate at a time. And we receive support from North Homes Children and Family Services, providing compassionate mental health services to children and families at home, school, and in the community. More information at northhomes.org.
Higher on green cheese.
Yeah, Jinx from the garage.
Yes, Jinx.
I had a little question on that. Starts with an E and ends with an E and only contains one letter. But what happens if you put more than one letter in an envelope?
You get charged extra.
That's from the mail carrier saying that.
Rate goes up. Rate goes up. So I thought it was you. E-W-E.
Well, write it down.
We got E-I and U. So that's those are great.
I've got another one, but I won't do it.
No.
Because we can just throw that out
there. E-Y-E. E-Y-E.
Yep.
All right, then.
Okay. I'm just curious. I didn't know which direction you were headed.
So. I like it.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on green cheese.
Hey, yeah, I think I have an answer for the Christmas movie with the ventilation shaft.
Yes.
Die Hard.
That is correct. And thanks for saying Christmas movie.
Absolutely.
Because
And I have heard there's some debate.
Oh,
and
it's a huge controversy.
It's a worldwide debate, if you will.
There's at the end of the day, there's no question.
True. It's a Christmas movie.
That's right. It's a Christmas
movie. So actually, I got a question for you guys.
Hmm.
Is The Nightmare Before Christmas a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie?
I say both. I say both, too.
That's a holiday movie.
It is.
So let's not pinpoint it.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
That's what I'm saying. That to me is where the debate actually is.
I agree with you.
Die Hard is definitely a Christmas movie.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm 100% in that camp. And where are you calling from?
Beautyville again.
Okay, thank you so much for calling.
Yep, you bet. Bye. You guys have a good one.
Thanks.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, so I think you just got the answer for the poorly described movie where the man's crawling around in the air shaft.
Yes.
That was Die Hard, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Well, all right. Then I'm going to go with my second one. Have we answered where Hank Hill worked?
No.
Okay, he worked at Strickland Propane, selling propane and propane accessories.
Propane and propane accessories. Exactly right, sir.
So this is Oregon Caveman. Normally I'm calling you from sunny Grants Pass, Oregon, but today I'm calling you from Austin, Minnesota.
Oh, whoa. Well, thanks for coming and visit.
Yeah, I'm visiting family, and I need to give a shout-out to the Nut House up Nut Hatch and wish Jordan a happy belated birthday.
Thanks so much for calling.
Hey, thank you, ladies. Have a wonderful evening. Maybe I'll call back.
Okay, bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Julie and Betsy. This is Zoot calling from the lake.
Yes, Zoot.
And you guys must be, I hope, has the periodic table question been answered yet?
No.
Good. But anyway, I don't think this is cheating, but it was the exact same question at Caribou and Hopkins this morning.
Say again?
Is that cheating? It was the exact same trivia question for 10 cents off your coffee at Caribou.
Wow. Who knew? I have no idea. Yeah. I don't go to Caribou, so
FYI,
I don't drink
she
coffee.
She doesn't drink coffee.
As if she's tattling on me.
Oh.
Yeah. I know.
Don't say, oh. Like.
The answer, I got 10 cents off my coffee, was the letter J.
That is correct.
Yay! And a shout-out to Galahad in the front room. I don't think Linda of Dome Lake is playing tonight because she's a new grandma.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations to her.
Yeah. And anyway, thanks for a fun show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Zoot.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Jackie from Northeast in Minneapolis.
Hello.
And, have you guys... Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. We can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know the answer to the King of the Hill question about Bill Dautrey.
Okay.
He was an army barber.
That is exactly right.
I watch this show every day. It's my comfy show.
Oh, even it's now, so do you? Good. Oh, that's so cool. I love it so much.
Every time
I want to give a shout out.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, every time we see somebody with a cane, we always say, I hope you have a top hat with that cane for Bobby Hill.
That boy ain't right, or whatever he says.
Bobby Hill.
So I would like to give a shout out to my boyfriend, Smitty, from Northeast, and teacher, Brandy Joe. I love this show. Thank you guys so much.
I'm so happy that you do. I'm glad you're calling in.
All right. Thanks. Have a good night.
Good night. Thank you. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Has anybody answered the periodic table for what letter's not in it?
Yes, they did just a couple before you, but what do you have?
I was thinking it was X because I studied the periodic table for a while.
It is not the letter X. It's actually the letter J.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's okay. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Back Bay, Minnesota. Can I give out a shout-out?
Yes.
I would like to give out a shout-out to my grandma that's actually listening.
Cool.
Right now.
Cool.
I hope that's great.
I think I'm glad she's listening and that you're playing. Thanks so much for calling.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening again, Green Cheese, John, Simon. And
you're getting,
Sudbury
you've
here.
You've got Simon's phone tonight, friend.
Yeah, apparently. A couple of us do tonight, I guess.
I think so.
Just trying to say how nice it is to hear the little cheesers out there.
I agree with you. It's really lovely.
The last caller there, that's awesome. Really fun. Okay, so the King of the Hill questions. Love that show. I was never... big fan of The Simpsons. I don't know. I just didn't really watch it a lot, but I did watch King of the Hill. Nancy Gribble was a meteorologist or a weathercaster.
That is correct on the TV. Very good.
Awesome.
May I do a name drop here?
So of course.
Peggy Hill was voiced by Kathy Najimy. I was in Godspell with Kathy Najimy in high school.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah, she's a very good voice talent for sure.
Very talented, yes.
Yeah, awesome. That is really cool. Wow, you ladies are something else. You know, we appreciate all the hosts. You know, everyone does a great job, and you're all volunteers, right? And,
right.
You know, so it's just awesome to hear on Green Cheese here and the music programming and, you know, everyone doing their thing. But we definitely look forward to when you guys are hosting. So
thank you
again.
So much, thank John. You so That's much, John. Really awesome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I think there's one King of the Hill question left, right?
There is. Bobby yeah, School.
Tom Landry Middle School.
Of course it is.
Got to pay homage to Tom Landry, that I guess.
You know, the guy never smiled.
Hank Hill or Tom Landry?
Tom Landry.
Okay.
He should have been happy sometimes.
Yeah, no I mean, kidding. Seriously, come on now.
Where are you calling from?
Cass Lake,
good to hear from you.
Yeah, and I was never given a name.
Oh, that's okay. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, Julie.
Hey, who's this?
This is the ghost of Blast from the Past. This is Master Chad.
Wow! The rocket scientist.
The king.
Yeah.
Yes, I was going to answer, of course, that there's no J in the periodic table. But of course, it wouldn't be Green Cheese if somebody didn't snipe your answer before you.
Right.
Dude, where are you? Still down in Notre Dame?
Well, that's been a long time. I am currently at Woman Lake, listening to you over the airwaves, broadcasting out of 91.7. That hasn't changed.
That hasn't changed. Master Chad, a sincere pleasure to hear from you tonight. That's two big blasts from the past, and I think about you often. Actually, I was going through the King and Queens, you know, Bill Ron from the Afton Home for Wayward Youth sent me a whole list of them, and I read pictures too. And I said, "There's Chad. I haven't heard from him in so long." Anyway, I'm so happy to hear from you tonight.
Well, keep up the good work, Julie. It's always good to hear you,
Chad. A pleasure to hear from you again.
Good night.
Good night. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Julie, Betsy, how are you?
Great.
Second time calling in. So the Gallagher's one with the location, I hope it's identifiable enough as south side of Chicago.
That is correct.
Okay, yay.
Perfectly done.
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
Lady of the Prairie, Coloring Cowboy. We want to give a just quick shout out to Mississippi Mama. She's listening.
Cool.
But thank you.
Thank you.
I'm so glad I got in twice tonight. Last week I called in 17 times. So.
Oh my gosh. Trust me, I have a phone that keeps track too. I've had upward near of 340 calls at one night.
Absolutely.
My goodness. Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Higher on Green Cheese.
Yeah, so we got a question about where the Shameless's take place or something.
Yep, and it just got answered right before you.
Oh, man, was it Chicago?
Yeah, South Side.
South Side. So, I'm going to have to give... I didn't know this answer. I'm going to have to give a shout-out to my son Avery and his wife Bree. They knew the answer, and I just was too slow to call in fast enough.
Well, I've still got a couple of questions...
About that show. Yeah, we'll listen in and maybe call back. This is Oregon Caveman again, and we'll try again.
Okay, thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, thank you, ladies. Bye.
I figured it out. Here it is. What are the various names, various aliases used by Fiona's first real love? What's the name of the local bar where the gang hangs out? And what does Kev call babies born of mixed races? 218-326-1234. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there. I don't have a lot of confidence in this answer, but you asked something about a tiger.
Oh, yes. Yeah, a boy gets friend-zoned by a tiger. No one believes him.
Would that be Life of Pi?
It would be the Life of Pi.
Good movie.
Good. I thought you mentioned the word tiger. I thought, well, that was too much of a giveaway. That can't be right. But thank you for that giveaway.
Perfect. And where are you calling from?
This is Migrating Warblers in Bemidji again. And I was just so glad to get in because I wanted to be sure to give a shout-out to those birders at Saxon Bog.
Yeah, they're staying at my daughter's yurt.
Oh, my gosh. I hope it's got screens.
Oh, it does.
A few bugs out there. I'm just dying to know if they saw a Connecticut warbler because that is my nemesis bird, and I know that they are
They're out there. They're out here.
Hooray. They're just taunting me. Yeah. Okay, thank you so much, ladies.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, Jim again.
Yes, Jim.
Good to see you. Number one, it takes a while for me to get through because of I still have a rotary phone.
Okay. But you're not the only one, pal.
Yeah, and I'm kind of like your flounder in Animal House. You have to take me. I'm a legacy.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and the other thing is, as long as we're dropping names, you know, you, Kathy Najimy, I love her. She's a great actress.
Yes.
And she probably learned a lot off of you. But I know Nancy Cartwright's dad and her brother.
Nice. I love it.
So I just wanted to point that out to you.
I think the next time that Julie and I are on, we should probably, get a list of the name dropping.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Who's that one guy, Rob, what's his name? He's on Incredibly Stupid or something.
Uh-huh.
Whatever that is.
Oh, no, I know. I can't
Rob
think of
Lowe?
It. No. We had a rapper that lived in the apartment in Meadowlands.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's a skateboarder.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Tony Hawk. He's from San Diego.
Yeah, he's from San Diego.
Solana Beach, actually.
Not Tony. The other guy, he's from Dayton, Ohio, too. So he was a loser, and then he became $50 million because he's a skateboarder.
Yeah, well, somebody's going to remember that.
Riff Raff was the one that was from Meadowlands, so, yeah. The rapper.
All right. You have a great night. I won't call and bother you guys anymore. Love
thank,
you.
Thank you, sir.
Have
bye-bye.
Have a great evening.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, sorry. I got to run away from my radio.
Okay.
Thanks for running.
I didn't expect to get in so quickly.
And looky here, you did.
Yeah, I ran into the laundry room and slammed the door. And I didn't fall down doing it. I just want everybody to know.
Awesome.
I didn't trip and fall. So, good. So, we have a question about the bar that the people hang out in Shameless.
Yes.
Okay, so apparently that's called the Alibi.
It sure is.
Again, I have absolutely no idea what this is. This is all my daughter-in-law, Bree. She knows these things, so.
Well, maybe it's time you watch the show, sir.
It's a show?
I just started it myself.
And a really good and disturbing show.
And I mean, is it going to get me sucked in? Am I going to, lose track of time?
Yeah.
Another week, so.
I would say that it's good to start. I started it in Washington. I was on vacation about a week ago, and I'm only 8 episodes in on the first season. So you could take a break, but it's good. It's on Netflix.
Okay, fair enough. All right. So Oregon came in, and I'm giving a shout-out to my daughter-in-law, Bree, for getting the right answer.
Cool. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you much. Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Gig from the garage again.
Yeah.
Must be dying down a little bit or something.
You.
But my wife says Lisa Simpson bought her saxophone from... King Toots, and she walked out the door.
That's exactly where she brought it, King Toots.
Oh, well, I'll have to try to go find her now, I guess.
Well, she was right. So good work, Jigs, and thanks so much for calling again. All right, bye-bye.
All the cheesers tonight and anybody that I miss that I usually give shouts to.
They know who they are.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Thank you. Bye.
We receive support from Edward Jones financial advisor Christina Gallis, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edwardjones.com. Edward Jones member, SIPC. Do stay tuned tonight for Ben Franklinstein, who's going to bring you
drums and bass.
Yeah, after dark.
I can hardly wait for the drive home.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's throw out a couple more. I've got a couple more movie ones. Ex-pilot regains her memory.
Wait a second. There better be Gene Krupa in there.
Are you talking about Ben?
Yeah.
Well, I hope he's listening.
Anyway, go on.
Ex-pilot regains her memory. rich white man is barely punished for a DUI. And a monster saves a girl from marrying a tiny man. And what amendment that prohibited denying the right to vote based on race, color, or previous condition of servitude was ratified in 1870?
All right. What did Ralph say when Mrs. Hoover asked them to do an oral report? Homer once changed his name to Max Power. Where did he find inspiration for that new name? Max Power. Fire on green cheese.
Hi. I was never given a name again.
No, you give yourself a name. We don't give you a name.
No, I was never given one.
Oh.
The Mighty Ducks is the movie about DUI.
That is correct. Yes.
Well, I don't.
Have a good night.
Okay, good night. I mean, I don't want to give him short shrift. I guess I'm not understanding about giving a name. But anyway, let's go here. Hi, you're on green cheese. You're on green cheese again.
Hi, this is the birders from the yurt again.
Yes.
I wanted to answer the question about the monster little guy marriage. Anyone answered that?
No, a monster saves a girl from marrying a tiny man?
Yes.
Yes.
It's Shrek.
It is Shrek. Good job.
Good work.
Woo! Nailed it.
I'm just going to name these people the yurt guests. All right. Good to hear from you.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. We got to shout out the migrating warblers.
Yeah.
Have you seen one? A Connecticut warbler?
We've seen a few warblers. We haven't seen the Connecticut.
Okay, keep trying.
We'll keep trying.
Okie dokie. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. See ya.
Oopsie.
I have a couple more movies. Let's try and... A man and a woman meet each other, complain about their lives, and then leave each other with no change. A man and a kid watch Shrek whilst fighting... I'll say that again. A man and a woman watch Shrek whilst fighting a zombie outbreak. And this again. And we're going to throw a couple more noodle questions out there. I have, again, still out there is the term chow mein refers to a range of stir-fry noodle dishes. Which is its country of origin? What are cellophane noodles made from? And in Korea, to which kind of noodle does, Olencheng Chi Guksu refer?
Good attempt.
I know. Okay.
All right. Let me see here. Let's see. In what cities were these sitcoms set? I'm not going to give you the easy ones that we all know, like Mary Tyler Moore. I'm not doing it. One Day at a Time, Designing Women, The Drew Carey Show, Family Ties, and Everybody Loves Raymond. Hi, you're on green cheese. Hello?
We lost ya.
Oh. Call back.
Darn it.
I agree with that.
Oh, here we are. There you are.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of about the race, the cellophane question.
Yes.
Is it race?
No. So you mean what are cellophane noodles made from?
Yeah, race.
No, it is not rice.
Oh, it's not race.
No.
Oh.
That's okay.
Well, all right.
Where are you calling from? Oh.
No. Are you there still?
I am still here.
Good, good.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Austin, Minnesota. This is Oregon Cave.
Oh,
Maine.
There you are. Okay. Good work.
Yeah. So, and I'll stop after this because I feel like I've had too much.
No, never, never, never.
Are you listening, pal?
Yes. No, that's awesome.
Listen, buddy. So we have a question about where is Designing Women sets?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that the question? So I just heard it out one ear while I was listening to the song. I seem to think that's Atlanta.
It's right. Good job.
All right. And no shout outs. I'll let the next person in.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Grants Pass.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Okay, this is a wild guess. What are cellophane noodles made from? Mung beans?
That is a very good guess for a wild guess, Nancy.
Uh-huh.
Good job.
Why, was it correct?
It is
correct.
All right. Well, when I heard the fellow say rice and you said no, I thought, well, I know there are noodles made out of mung beans, so I just threw it in there.
Perfect.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thanks for
calling tonight.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We got a couple more, maybe a minute or two, but then I've got to listen or list all the people who've been calling in. So let's go here. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I think I got an answer for the chow mein question.
Yes.
Is it China?
It is China.
Good job. Good
Where are
job.
You calling from?
I'm calling from Beautyville one last time.
All right.
Good
well,
work.
Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Thank you, guys. It's been a great show.
Thank you.
You guys, thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's been a fun show.
It's been a really fun show, you guys. And right now, it's time for you to drink up. Last call, people. Last call.
Binge it. I tried to find how my heart could be so blinded. How could I be fooled just like the rest? You came on strong with your fast car and your class ring, soft voice and your sad eyes. I fell for the whole thing. I don't regret having met up with a girl who breaks hearts like they were nothing at all. I've done it too. Now I know just what it feels like.
Well, I'd like to thank everybody for calling in tonight. Some of you people calling from, we haven't heard from you for a really long time. So thanks for that. Camp Lake Coleraine, Sudbury, Ontario. Happy birthday one more time, John. Swamps of Time, Keewatin, Galahadden Zoo. Thank you. On the Road from Jenkins Lake, The Garage, Turtle Lake Turnpikers, East Meadowlands, The Yurt, Almeland, Larry the Liar, Mud Lake Mud Puppies, Anoka, Beauty Lake, Garage Sale Ninjas, Salty Blowholes, Big Sandy, Fingerhead, Little Island Lake, Catawassa, The Dude Lakers, Kilgore Scouts, Nymore Loons, Migrating Warblers, Ogilvy, Winnie Adventurers, Woodridge, Virginia, Cass Lake, Alabama, North Itasca, Baxter, Goodland, Northeast, and Champaign, Illinois, Sac Zimbog. Thanks so much to all of you. Good night.
It's alive. It's alive. It's DJ Ben Franklinstein. It is Saturday night. Green Cheese Trivia just wrapped up. That means it's time for After Dark, our weekly volunteer-hosted music show where we explore genres and styles outside our normal format.